Hey, it's McCabe and Jenny from the Mix New Music Club, Sunday through Thursdays, 9 to 11 p.m. And recently we caught up with singer-songwriter Mimi Webb, currently on tour with Benson Boone.
Yeah, we asked her about how it was opening for two sold-out nights at the Salt Shed, how it was working with Ryan Tedder on her new song, Mistake, and also what she's excited for when she comes back to perform Lollapalooza this summer. Hear all that and more right now on the Mix New Music Club podcast.
It's McCabe and Jenny. You are inside the Mix New Music Club, and today joined by a super talented singer-songwriter. She is back, Mimi Webb.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to Chicago. And it's not often that we get to talk to an artist that just finished rehearsals and then had your first show last night. Tell us about last night.
Oh, honestly, it was absolutely incredible. Just to, you know, I love Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities. So to even be back here is just so exciting. And to get back on, you know, a stage in Chicago was amazing. Like, the fans were just great, and it was, the venue itself as well was gorgeous.
And I was gonna ask, since you're originally from the UK and you've been to Chicago a few times, what do you think of when you think of Chicago?
Do you know what? Chicago for me is like the city vibe. It feels a bit New York, but it's not. It's a bit more relaxed. It's like cleaner. It's just really chill. And I think also I did the boat ride, which was one of like a super important, I remember it was evening time and it was like a moment. I just remember like looking around, and you know when you just always have like a kind of vision in your head, like you've kind of kept it, and it was like a memory I always had. So that was like a really great experience. It was the boat tour where you go and they tell you all about the buildings and the history of it. Chicago, when I think of Chicago, I just always think of that, because it was one of the best nights on tour that I had on a night off. Just the hot dogs, obviously. I keep hearing about the hot dogs and everything. I was like, I love it. And just the energy here is just incredible. So yeah.
Now, being back, what was your take on the Salt Shed performing at that venue?
Oh, it was incredible. It's amazing. Like, backstage is great, and just the stage, is there's so much space. And also, like, I love how everyone's able to be on the floor and the ground, and it's just so great to look at everyone, and you can really see right to the back.
Now, Mimi, you've come so far with your career. We were just talking last time you were here, you were promoting Ghost of You.
Yeah.
And you actually left your family at a young age to pursue music. How has the journey been since then?
It's been so incredible, to be honest. Like, I think being able to go off and, you know, a really young age and start my career, it was a long time before COVID even hit. So as an artist, I've been signed since a very young age and doing everything, even before TikTok was a thing and all these other kind of platforms. So, you know, I think it was amazing to really kind of feel what artisthood is. That the right way to say it? The artisthood and like the artist, you know, the center of where that all comes from. So it was so amazing to have those years to let that grow. And then obviously coming out of the pandemic into social media and really getting it going and just kind of really building that fan base was just incredible. So yeah, I've had the best time. And I remember everyone would say, like, remember these moments. And I remember back then I'd be like, oh yeah, but you know, I'm so busy, I'm just kind of rolling with it. But yeah, like, looking back, you always have those moments and memories. And now I'm going into kind of like second album era, I'm kind of like, right, here we go again. You, like, when you're a bit older and you kind of, things, you process them differently and different things soak in a little bit more than before.
That's what I want to get into. Your first album, Amelia, was kind of like a take on two different personalities, I guess, Amelia and Mimi.
Yeah.
So what is this new era going to look like for you?
I think for me, it's definitely like just about my journey. I think a lot of my last songs were just, I was going through a lot of ups and downs, heartbreaks, and trying to figure out where I kind of stood. Lots of distractions as well within those relationships, I think. So now I'm going into this new era of just very confident, feeling like more like a woman and like really kind of having that empowerment. So I feel like this new era is all about that. And also music wise, like, I love upbeat stuff. Like, that's what I listen to. Like, I love my emotional songs. I'm always gonna have that, I think. But in those emotional songs, talking about other things that have gone on and having different concepts, and I've had so much more that's gone in my life to kind of talk about. So I think it's like growing and just kind of taking in those experiences to writing more music. But yeah, it's so fun. And I just feel like even with, I've got a new single coming out called Mistake, and it's, we did like a video for that, and even the video just feels so leveled up, and everything I just want really leveled up, just really putting the gas on it and just going for it.
And speaking of Mistake, you worked on that with Ryan Tedder, who's iconic. What was that experience like?
Oh my gosh, that was incredible. I have been a huge fan of Ryan Tedder for so many years. I was, One Republic is one of my favorite bands. Like, even when I started off as an artist, I always said I want my shows to sound live like One Republic, the way their instrumentation is and everything. So yeah, I actually saw Ryan at a show in Malta at summer last, like a festival last year, and we were both performing, and I was with my mum. She was like, I was freaking out. I was like, oh, it's Ryan Tedder, Ryan Tedder. She was like, go say hi. And I was like, okay. So I went up, I was like, hi, I'm Mimi Webb, I'm a girl from UK. And he was like, hi. And then it was like a full circle moment. So then like 4 months later, getting in the studio, and even we've spoke about that as well, that kind of funny moment. But he's such a legend, and it's so great to be able to really dig in and hone into like the new sound with him. And he's just a genius. So it's awesome.
You know, working with Ryan Tedder, I mean, being in the studio with him, is it serious? Is it fun? Are people laughing? Is it all about just making the music?
Yeah, like I think it is so fun. And all the crew that we work with, me and Ryan, like Tyler also is an incredible producer that's, we're writing so much with, and he's part of Ryan's camp, and everyone around the studio is just amazing. So everyone's just having so much fun. We have a real laugh. Like Ryan as well, I think, would be a great British guy as well. He's got the perfect banter for it. So we're always mucking about with like my accent and all having a laugh with it. But he's so great. So yeah, it's just a great time. And obviously LA's beautiful, the weather's great, so being able to go from the UK to write in LA is so fun.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, that is a big difference.
And you're gonna be releasing this song while on the road. What is that gonna be like to drop new music while still touring?
I think also, do you know what, I actually do think it's, you're more in it, because when I'm at home and I drop a song, I'll do probably like that day, I'll be doing loads of promos, like, then I'll see my friends, but like I'll actually be able to perform it that night, really kind of feel like the excitement around it. And I think you feel more involved in the growth of the song. So I'm excited. I feel like it's gonna just like really get me going.
I feel like in this song we're making lots of mistakes.
Is that
what's happened? What's like the story behind the song?
So I feel like I really wanted to do like this whole kind of like with this whole era in itself, just kind of like living in the moment, in the present. I feel like that's where the magic is. And I think Mistake was just all about that. Like just kind of taking a risk and seeing where you end up. As long as you feel safe, but like go for it, have fun. You're young, like live in the moment. Like there's so much stresses and worries that we could have out there. And it's like, what's the point? Like, you know, one day it's not going to mean anything anyway, because it's, you know, it's always going to mean something. But, you know, you've only got a certain amount of time. Just live it up. Have a great time.
And tonight you're going to be returning to the Salt Shed to perform, but it's sold out. So when people can catch you next will be when you perform Lollapalooza Sunday.
Yay!
Your first time, you said.
Yeah.
What are you most like looking forward to? What can people expect from that show?
Oh, it's going to be incredible. Like, we are going to put everything into that show. I really just can't wait, especially coming to, you know, back to Chicago, which again, as I said, one of my favorite cities. So I think in general the energy that we're all going to have is just so pure and it just upbeat and excited. And I think also like we want to really make sure the show just hits for everyone. So I think we're gonna get into rehearsals after this tour, get back, get into the flow of it, and then come back with a bang and just let loose.
So this will be your first time at Lollapalooza, but have you like just been in general to festivals as a fan? Like, have you been to a festival?
Yeah, I actually because I've done loads of festivals like performing, but I'd say because I did Lollapalooza in Paris.
Okay.
But I haven't to be able to come to the US. I haven't actually been to a, well, actually, I went to one end of summer last year, but this will be my second proper like festival in the US. And as a kid, I went to like one or two, but not gonna lie, I'm not really like I've been to Coachella as well.
Okay.
That was really fun to go as a fan. I prefer just being like in my own little like area. I don't know. I can't deal with too much like being like squashed in a crowd, if I'm honest. Like that, I just kills my vibe. I'm like, I just can't. I get
say,
too hot.
What kind of festival goer are you? Some are the planners. Like Jenny likes to look at the schedule, plan it out. Like, I want to see this artist at this time, this
Yes,
you have
queen.
To so you don't miss anyone.
Or you're like free spirited and you're like, I'm just gonna go where the music takes me. Like, what kind of festival goer are you?
Yeah, I feel like yeah, I'm definitely like that as well. If there's like a favorite artist, like I remember I went to this festival called V Festival back in the day. It's not around anymore. It was okay. In the UK, and I remember Rihanna was playing, and I was like, right, we need to be there. We have to be there. Like, it was like, we are like gonna ruin our lives if we don't go. Like, but then also very much like a flow around vibe, like see where the kind of music takes me, and see where all my other friends kind of want to head. But yeah, like, but again, if it's really stuffy and like, that freaks me out. As long as I'm like, I've got some space, I'm good.
Which is so funny because at the Salt Shed, that is literally what everyone is.
I know, literally. I do my side. I do look all them. Have you got water? Have you got? I'm sure you're drinking that. You know, you just get worried, but yeah.
Yeah, how was the reaction from the crowd like last night?
Amazing. Oh my God, Benson's fans are just incredible. They are so up for it and just so fun. And I think some people, because there were some people there that knew my songs, which was amazing. And I think it was so great as well, because obviously we announced this not long ago. Like, it was quite last minute, this whole thing. So I think they were like, oh my God, like Mimi's going to be here, yay. But some people obviously didn't know my music and they were quite shocked I was British. So when I sang like the first 2-3 songs and I start speaking, like you could hear people like, whoa, oh my gosh, she's from UK. Like, so that was really funny. That was so cool. That was like a fun moment. But yeah, it was just so amazing. They're so up for it and just so loud.
And since you do write songs about relationships and heartbreak, there's a segment that we do on our show. It's called Deal Breaker Drama. When you're starting a relationship, are there any deal breakers that stand out to you?
Maybe like, one if you're or on multiple? A date, there's a red flag. You're like, absolutely not doing a second date.
Yeah.
Like some people are trying to think of like tippers, yeah. Or you know,
I think it's the conversations on like if they are going really full on in, like I've had dates where it's like being really full on to the point where I'm like, right, this feels like you think we're like fully together now. That freaks me out. That's when
like,
I run.
Already?
Yeah, yeah, literally. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, oh, really? Oh, we're doing that as well. Oh, like, let me free up my whole like year. but yeah, I think that for me is like a red flag for sure when I'm like, oh, right, that's just because I think it's nice to ease into it. And if the conversation's flowing and both kind of parties are really in that energy, but I think you know when you know you like someone for sure.
Right. We do have our box of possibly unfortunate questions.
Oh,
maybe
sick.
You could do like one or two from this box.
Of course, I love that. This is really fun. I love all this.
We don't know what's in here, so.
I love the little hands.
Good luck to you.
Okay, should I just close my eyes?
Yeah. And...
Well, one, feel it. Which one is that? You know when they, oh, okay, I think
okay.
I've got one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No, I can't because I've had a situation with, what's the worst thing you've ever smelled? Oh my God.
There can be so many things.
I know I'm just going to be brutal. Anything
on
so
that
I need to kind of control myself. Worst thing you've ever smelled. This is so bad. I'm going to say it because I've just got to be myself. I went on a date and there was like a smell in the air.
Oh no.
From this person. And I just couldn't. I know it sounds really awful, but yeah, that was, and my mum will laugh her head off at this because we were talking about this literally this morning. We were like going over it again. So that is so strange.
It
I've got that
date?
Question. It yeah, I went on a date and yeah, and it just like.
Person smelled.
Huh.
I was like, I don't know if it was like, yeah, if it, I don't know if it was them, but it was like, there was something in the air, like in the restaurant.
Did
I don't know.
Did that person smell it as well? Were they,
I didn't even bring it up.
On.
I didn't bring it up. I know. I think I did like, I was there like, what is it maybe the, and I was trying to look around thinking, is anyone else in the restaurant smelling this? But it was just something.
Like, is that the food or you?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, whoa. Like, yeah, literally, I was like, just another
like,
glass of wine
hummus.
Will help.
Hummus does not smell.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, that was probably the worst thing I... Yeah, no. After that. But only because I, like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie.
You're watching.
I was gone. Like, if it's a restaurant, it's something. It was something in the room, but yeah. Awesome. That was the worst thing.
Okay, let's do another.
Oh, brutal.
That was great.
Just got to do it. Let's go for this.
You guys probably like, I don't know why she never hit me up.
Yeah. Never going to tell anyone. That was... okay, what do you think the worst fashion trend of the past 10 years? Oh, fashion trend.
Yeah,
Ooh.
Is there something that you've tried where you're like, oh, this doesn't work for me?
I think when we were at school, I remember all of the girls, we were all doing block fringes. And I've done a fringe since when I've done a thinned out Keira Knightley vibe. Mm-hmm. I think she did like a really, like just a thinned out vibe I really liked. And then, so I liked that, but we were all doing the blocked out fringes. And I was like, no, this is like all of us. Like there was like 10 of us girls with the blocked out fringe. And this was in 2014 or something. And we were all 14, like, yeah, like, there's some hair. Like, yeah. But yeah, that's something I think a trend at the school. It wasn't really going anywhere.
So we won't be seeing that anywhere.
No block fringes for me. Okay.
Well, again, we want to thank you for taking the time today, Mimi. I mean, looking forward to the new era. Obviously, Mistake is coming out soon. Is there going to be a full album at some point later this year?
I think we're working on it and it's going great. Like, I'm literally writing everything in Los Angeles at the moment. So it's so great to kind of change that up and get some like more of the American kind of tone to it as well, which is so cool, especially obviously working with Ryan. So yeah, there's definitely an album coming for sure. But yeah, gonna get a few singles out and we'll go from there.
Well, thank you for taking the time. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight at the Salt Shed, Mimi Webb.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, it's McCabe and Jenny from The Afternoon Mix, and thanks so much for listening to the Mix New Music Club podcast. If you liked what you heard, then you should check out the Mix New Music Club on 101.9 The Mix.
Yeah, Sundays through Thursdays, 9 to 11 at night, hear the newest songs from your favorite artists or discover new artists.